There you go. Come in, you
text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Nevin, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. And yourself?
Lovely to see you.
And you too.
It's been an age.
Been too long, my friend.
Been too long. Now, listen, we were back to school in last week and all crack. What are you doing today?
Well, I'm kind of keeping the kind of the flow with that because I'm doing a very simple shepherd's pie, which I love.
Oh, nice.
And I've done this recipe recently for the Farmers Journal. You know I do a lot of work with Simply Better. So we're trying to promote a new product. It's this fantastic kind of, not a new product, Connemara Hill lamb, which is absolutely delicious. And also they have fantastic Drina cheddar cheese, which I'll talk about in a minute,
okay,
which is a very unique story, to be honest with you. And I learned a lot over the last
shepherd's
year.
Shepherd's pie has been as old as the hills, as well as
old as
the hills. So what
I love it.
So what do you do with it?
Well, this is a wee bit different. So we have a cheesy mash, but in this shepherd's pie, okay, you have your carrots, you have your onion, celery, button mushrooms. So you're getting loads of vegetables, first of all, in. We're using some really nice Connemara Hill lamb, okay, which is fantastic. I was down there. It's between the Mayo Galway border. It's just a fabulous product. They're up in the hills eating the heathers and the herbs. It's a very unique product. Now, we use Connemara Hill lamb in the restaurant, and the feedback is, honestly, it's fantastic. It's a super product. I would highly recommend it.
Okay.
Some of the best lamb I've ever tasted, truthfully now.
Right.
So for the base for this, and I'll go through all what makes it different. That was a really good question you asked, and I'll explain
not
that
like
in a moment. No, definitely not.
No.
Lots of root vegetables. So you saw soften them off, okay?
Yeah.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to lightly, and I mean lightly, brown the lamb mince, okay?
Yes.
So I'm using 750 grams, cook that off in a bit of rapeseed oil, put in your vegetables, so they're already done, you're mixing that all together. So into this, we're putting this is a little bit different, of ground cinnamon. Okay, roughly about a quarter of a teaspoonful of ground cinnamon works really well in this, in my opinion. Some beautiful chopped tomatoes, okay? And these are fantastic new recently launched. They're from, you'd know Puglia better than I would. These are the best San Moranzo tomatoes. These are the best chopped tomatoes you'll get anywhere
from Puglia.
In the country, from Puglia, under the Simply Better collection. PGI means protected geographical indication. We launched them there about maybe 3 months ago, and they are just delicious. Isn't there something me and you have spoke about many times?
Yeah.
The flavour of basil, the flavour of tomatoes in Italy because the sun.
That's right, and
that is it.
That's right.
But these are absolutely fantastic.
What are they called again?
Fantastic. So they're just the Simply Better tomatoes, but San Moranzo is the variety,
right,
which
variety
is the key. They are the best, to be honest with
you. I'll be looking for a bag of them now.
I'll tell you one thing, they're brilliant and they're not expensive, so people think,
you should have brought them with you.
I know, I should have. Listen,
you could have had one while
I'll post
one
up to you.
Put a bit of salt into it while we're doing our thing.
You'd love that.
I don't.
So Marty, you have your mince, you have your vegetables, you add in a little bit of cinnamon, you add in your chopped tomatoes, and then Worcester sauce, which is gorgeous in this. I'm using some chicken or beef stock, and the stock cube we've spoken of many times, callow, it's low in salt. K-A-L-L-O. You'll get it in every supermarket, see? Well, chicken or beef stock, that's fine. White wine, and then you're going to thicken it with some plain flour. Now, this may look, when you make it, it looks quite watery, but with the flour, it'll thicken. You need to cook this for about 30 minutes. So you do, so it thickens up. Now, this can be used for a few things. You can make it in bulk, double the recipe, and you can freeze it. You can do it as a simple ragu with some pasta or simple mash, and it's delicious. But what we're going to do is do a very simple cheesy mash. So remember we were talking about the Culcan and potatoes
last week?
Getting a lovely creamy mash. So steaming your potatoes, putting them through the potato ricer. So you can see why you get one piece of equipment. It's about 25, 30 euro max. It's not more than that for a potato ricer. And you're going to use it like there's two recipes in the space of a week.
That's right.
You're going to get really smooth.
Yeah.
But it's the cheddar cheese I want to talk to you. It's from Drina Cheddar. And it's a Carbery Co-op, and they're based down in Cork, so they are. And it's absolutely fantastic. It's a small, shall we say, a collection of farmers who actually.
Collective, is that what they call them?
Yeah. Or a cooperative.
Cooperative, same thing, is
the proper word. But Drina Cheddar, so it's from one of the peninsulas in West Cork, and I got to meet one of the farmers with his family, so we know that exactly their milk is going into this cheese. It's not a mix of milks, well, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, but just from this growers from Drina,
sure.
So their milk is going into it. It's a very unique product. It was a 2-year process through Kevin Sheridan that they were working on this, so to mature the cheddar, and it is a fabulous everyday cheddar. It's not a high end, if you know what I mean. It's just an everyday cooking cheddar and eating cheddar. It's delicious, so it is.
Sounds lovely.
So that goes into your cheesy mash.
Mm-hmm.
You get a nice big Pyrex dish with your mince and your vegetables, and then spoon on your mash, put more cheddar into it if you want to, under the grill, into the oven. It's so delicious.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
We made this about, I'd say about maybe 6 weeks ago now. The Farmer's Journal went down making a little video, and you can go online and look it up, and of course the recipe's on your own website.
Yes.
But it's so tasty. And the cinnamon's interesting, because cinnamon with lamb, people are thinking, no, I don't think so. It actually works really, really well.
Really?
You have delicious flavours there, you know, with all the vegetables and that, and those tomatoes are definitely worth buying. Have a couple of cans of them.
That sounds
cupboard.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
sounds
no,
wonderful.
They really are. Those are delicious.
My mother, God bless her, used to make shepherd's pie. She'd put a little tiny hole in the top, and she'd put a big knob of butter in the middle of it.
I love it.
Oh.
I love it.
Heaven.
I love hearing stuff like that.
It's gas.
So the shepherd's pie in a dish, a big hole and a knob. Oh,
big knob of butter in it.
Cause, fantastic.
Because it's just grilled.
Do you know what I forgot to mention? Is in the mince when you're making it, you could throw in some frozen peas. Get as much vegetables. Say you have fussy kids who aren't eating their vegetables. Nightmare for parents.
Yes,
this is a great, great dish. Trust me. You're getting lots. You have celery there. You have carrots there. You have onion there.
It's
you
full
mushrooms.
Of goodness. Full of goodness.
Absolutely. This is a great dish. It's not an expensive dish to make either, Marty. It's a beautiful family
favourite. No, I love the
favorite.
Sound of that. Okay, that's a shepherd's pie. Now, what's the other one you
So got? The other one is a cauliflower cheese.
Cauliflower
now,
cheese.
I know you love broccoli.
Well, yes, I do.
I'm not sure. Do you like cauliflower?
Yeah, but cauliflower used to be really popular. Do you remember back in the day when your folks would be running the restaurant?
Absolutely.
Cauliflower was something we all... And then it seemed to kind of disappear.
Well, do you know
Or
what?
Is that my imagination?
No, it's a very good point. And now it's a trendy vegetable now because you get a red cauliflower, you get a yellow cauliflower. There's very interesting... Now, this is just Dunmore to Play one, by the way, this recipe.
Okay.
So what we do with in the restaurant, now this is kind of chefy, we pickle cauliflower. So we boil up some sugar and vinegar and we add in some star anise and pepper. Peppercorns, we slice it really thinly and we pickle it for up to a week. And we vacuum it in a little vacuum packer, and the new word for that is compressed. But what it does, it intensifies the flavour of the pickle on the raw cauliflower. And we serve that with some scallops and pork belly. It's one of the dishes that you would have had down with the team, something like that.
But the resurgence of interest in cauliflower, what's that about?
Well, it's just, I think you look at cauliflower rice, you look at whole roasted cauliflower. This is a very simple recipe. It's showing everyone how to make a white sauce using that beautiful Drina cheddar that I spoke to you about, and just doing a really nice cauliflower mornay. I think of my mum when I started cooking. This was one of the dishes we'd serve in a Sunday lunch. Love it at home.
Yeah.
Do we serve it in the restaurant? No, but at home I'd love it. Whenever I go to my sister, she lives up the road in Black Lion, she makes the most delicious cauliflower cheese.
But you're saying that you don't serve in the restaurant because there wasn't a demand for it?
No, well, because it's kind of like more homely.
Okay.
I'm not being any bit disrespectful.
No, but I know.
People don't come to Macneen for cauliflower cheese.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
And if there's any cauliflower is listening, can I just say, we're sorry. There are, of course, other vegetables.
But you are delicious.
You are delicious.
And we love you.
Yeah. So talk to me about how you're going to do this now.
I will do that.
Or did you do that yet?
Fun. Okay, so we'll talk about the cheese sauce.
Yes.
We're a bit cheesy, aren't we?
Yeah, very cheesy.
So this is a very, very classic cheese sauce. You're making a roux. So you melt your butter, 50 grams of butter, 50 grams of flour. So you melt that, and then you add in your favourite full-fat milk.
Yes, sir.
900 grams of that. And into that, we're going to infuse it with one onion, which is roughly chopped, a bay leaf, and some black peppercorns, pardon me, not pink, black peppercorns. So that's going to be infused in the milk. You warm up the milk, and then you add in the warmed milk, which you've strained, I should say that, from all the onion, the bay leaf, and the peppercorns into your roux. And then you just keep whisking that until it becomes nice and creamy. If it goes lumpy, don't panic. You get a hand stick blender, don't worry about that.
Exactly.
Just using a whisk. A whisk is better than a spoon, I think so personally, to get a really smooth sauce. And then I have 100 grams of the Simply Better, and that's the West Cork cheddar, the Drina cheddar. Grated. You can buy the grated or the block or grate your own, but it's absolutely delicious and rich, and it's a lovely, really tasty, mature cheddar, so it is. So that goes in at the very end with your cauliflower, then you steam it. Okay, so cut them into florets, steam them for about maybe 4 minutes, 5 minutes, then put them into a big Pyrex dish, not unlike the dish you've done the cottage pie with. So you pour on that sauce, you pour on some ciabatta breadcrumbs, and then you put on more cheese. In the oven, under the grill, away you go.
Gorgeous.
Trust me, if you like cauliflower
I'd
cheese.
I'd say that's gorgeous.
It is.
It's very, it feels kind of retro in its
well,
way.
It's
the same
delicious,
talking,
it's full of flavour, and it's a, do you know what that would be lovely with? If you're doing a lovely Sunday roast,
yes,
that would be
would.
A delicious vegetable. You can throw in a couple of frozen peas. You could do it with cauliflower and broccoli. I know you love broccoli, but I think cauliflower on its own, it's tasty.
It sounds
like
lovely.
It
sounds
is lovely.
Lovely. Yeah,
I think it's tasty.
And it'll take people back too, which is kind of nice. So there you are, lads. Glen of Antrim, we're calling it. Glen of Antrim, shepherd's pie, or the Drina.
Yeah, Drina, you're Drina, right, good man.
Drina,
yeah,
cauliflower Drina cheese.
Yeah.
The two recipes, of course, Marty in the Morning on our webpage for you to give it a go. And in fact, just while we're talking about this, if you do give the cauliflower cheese a go, give us a shout and let's know how you get on.
Because yeah,
if you
just send us a picture,
send us a picture, see how it's turned out. Because it is again, I know it's kind of comfort food, but
yeah,
it's very
we'd love to hear the feedback. That's
well,
right,
we'd love
Marty
to hear what people would have to say about that. That'd be nice. Anyway, that's what you do. Listen, safe home, my friend.
Thank you.
We better play something cheesy now. I don't know. I don't know. We'll find something.
I love it.
I don't know what we have. I can't think of anything.
You'll come up with something.
What's the name of a number of cheeses? Brie, cheddar. What else have we got?
Camembert.
Yeah.
You have Stilton.
Stilton, no.
You're thinking.
I'm trying to think of a song. Okay. Give me a list of cheeses. Cashel Blue.
There's nothing there.
Blue Bayou. Cashel Blue Bayou.
Yeah.
There you go. That'll do.
Is that it?
Yeah, here's Linda Ronstadt.
Lovely.